Mr. Mayor, I make a motion to approve the minutes from the regular city council meeting of October 20th, 2025.
Has been made to approve the minutes from our last meeting.
Second that motion.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed?
Wow.
Sheriff, you're up.
Yeah. What?
Spotlight's on you.
Yay. So, for October, we had 70 complaints in the city, 118 in the county, and 61 off I-90. MHP with 5 and referred to other agency of 14 for a total of 268. Opened 6 cases in the city, 9 in the county for a total of 15, and wrote 12 citations in the city and 19 in the county for a total of 31. I guess, let's see, my new SRO is pretty well off and running in the schools. He's also making his way out to each individual rural school each week as well, Trevor. Kind of starting to get a few more cases out of the school, and just thankfully it's pretty minor stuff so far, so that's always good. With our office, we will be deploying Taser 10s actually at the end of the evening. Today they're going through their certifications on the 10s. The big difference with those is a marked improvement from what they had been. This is an individual cartridge. It has 10 in its magazine. So you have actually 10 shots. Each trigger pull shoots one dart. You still have to have 2 darts out to make the function. But it's a lot better. It's a lot better than what we were using. A little bit of the gas, a little inaccuracy. These are a lot more accurate.
And you're looking for volunteers to be tased, right?
Of course, I'm looking right at Jeff.
Who's got the best heart here?
Sorry. Craig Snodgrass is officially retired from the bailiff's duties with the district court, and actually his son Jim Snodgrass has taken his place with district court bailiff. Want to remind everybody that State of Mind will be here on the 4th. There's going to be a theatrical kind of production at 7 over at the Lutheran Church. And then on the 5th at 9 a.m. here in the library is going to be their coffee and talk thing that they do. So State of Mind is kind of a new program highlighting mental health. And what they do is they come in and they pull some of the high school students, kind of ask them about growing up here, how their lives are, you know, different things like that. And then at the end of school, they talk to some of the staff, kind of get a story straight, and then they do kind of a theatrical production a little bit. And then the next morning, at the coffee and talk part of it, is they go back and talk and find out kind of what's going on and how we can maybe improve some of the stuff that we do around here. So it sounds like I don't know much about the program. It just started, I think, last year through the College up at Bozeman, through MSU, and it's been in a few schools, but they're looking to get through, I think, 5 more schools just this fall. So if you got nothing to do the evening of the 4th, go over to the Lutheran Church and come down here at 9 on the 5th. And that's all
that's
I got.
This month?
Yep.
Tomorrow
and the next day. Yep. Okay. Tomorrow and Wednesday. We've been in the planning stage for probably the last month. It's been kind of a quick turnaround deal. Jenny Lannon has set it up with the high school over there. So I put a poster on Facebook. I did a Facebook thing on our website, on our Facebook page, the poster of it. And I think there's a couple of posters floating around town, but kind of a good thing to go to, I hope, you know.
What time tomorrow did you say?
7 p.m. Always the best reminder is the day before.
It is.
You know, it is.
Especially as you get older.
Oh, boy.
Any questions from the public? Anything really difficult, complicated for Sheriff Rutherford?
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yep. Council? Good.
Good.
All right, Public Works report. I'll be sitting in for Chris. So, he said not much going on. They're working on streets as time and weather allows. That's what he said to me, so don't ask me any questions, because I don't know.
It's been good weather to work on streets.
We've had some really good weather.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. For that, yeah.
Way late.
For everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Except honeyed. So, hopefully he'll be here next time. And I haven't heard anything from him about anything, so. All right, City Hall building discussion. Councilman Wooler.
Yes, I spoke to Greg Button to get the requested overlay that the engineer was looking for, which he did. Sent it off to Sam, and then Sam had a conversation with, Karen? Is that her name?
Her name was Carrie.
Carrie.
The state inspector?
Yeah, the state inspector. And he felt, she expressed that we're at level 3. And so there's nothing, we could address all the issues, but it would cost a fortune to bring that building back up to what we need to do. Now, he also felt that she didn't totally know all the codes that are regarding this level 3. He thought he could come up with a really good argument to try to drop it down to level 2. But if we did that, it would just be really expensive to do it. So that was his opinion on it. So I don't know what else we're going to want to do with him, because I think it's kind of what's expressed by the other engineer. And then the building inspector is the one who has the final say on it.
Right. So level 3 for the back half also?
Yeah, once you get into the percentage of what we need to do, it kicks it the whole building in.
Okay.
So, but it's, it could be addressed, but expensive. And is it really worth it? I just don't think so. So it's my opinion. I think that we should just take that building down. but
it's mine too. Every time I drive by, it's like I have a friend visiting from Denmark, and we drove by, and he goes, "What's that?" I said, "That's our city hall." What? I said, "Well, it didn't look that way a couple months ago," but he said, "Yeah, he was kind of surprised."
Hey guys, sorry.
That's right. So I guess set up a time, set up a public hearing to discuss the options, the modular, the stick build, Mark Norman's building.
The new building.
That was stick build.
Oh, stick build.
Stick, yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry. The new building.
Yeah.
The Moen building.
And the Moen building.
So that's for next time?
Yeah, we can see, we can put it on for either next time or the time after, and we should probably do it next time. I'd like to kind of...
We gotta keep this moving.
Yeah.
We
gotta get
we're really delayed.
Building down.
Yeah.
It's just dangerous.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't know if I imagined it, but it looked like the wall towards McLeod looked like it had moved a little bit to me.
I think it's just more apparent once you take the skin off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah. Yeah.
Otherwise,
yeah,
it probably was always that way.
We looked there as well. As Sam said, it's probably drunk Norwegians who built it.
Yeah.
His own words, not mine.
Probably related to him, too.
That's why it's still standing.
That's why it's still standing. That's right. It's coming out of both corners of the room.
It's perfectly level. That's how you tell a level Norwegian.
That's right.
So I guess public hearing for next, is that enough time if we do it on?
I can put it in the paper. Do you want to do it at 6 o'clock so we have an hour before our regular meeting?
I think so.
Okay.
Do it on the same day so we don't have to.
Yeah, because there could be a lot of opinions that need
yeah.
to be discussed, so
yeah.
probably a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, I think council, we've all looked at the different buildings and different structures and looked at all the different options.
What day is that?
Do you want me to put something together that we could show up there to show the different?
I think we should have something like that.
Yeah. And then with the cost per square foot and square footage and but yeah, I think at this we should definitely have that public hearing so we can set that up for next time at 6 o'clock. And
so then our next city council meeting,
yes.
which is the 17th.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
At 6.
Okay.
For the public hearing and then our regular one at 7. So that way the public can.
I walked in late. I'm sorry. Did you guys decide on taking it down or is it going to stay until the public hearing? I mean, what's the verdict there? As far as
that's not on the agenda, so
that's the public hearing. That would be
so
next
the public
time.
Hearing will consist of demo and then what we do after demo. Whether it's a new building, buy a building, you wanna incorporate that all into one meeting?
No, I don't know. Could we? Or should we
yeah,
just
we could. My recollection was the opinion of the engineers was that it was not a hazard
imminent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so in my view then we would need to put the remainder of the demolition out for a bid.
And at least after next meeting.
Yeah.
When we decide, yeah. So we got 2 weeks then.
Yeah, I guess what I would want would be the council to decide by motion to continue to
demolition.
Demolish the existing building and put, you know, put that out for bid at that point.
We got the nice weather for it right now.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we're a little behind.
So we'll have public meeting to discuss the teardown and what the options are. Once we've had the public comment, then when we get into our actual meeting, that's where we will
we can make that decision
make that decision on teardown.
And what option we want.
And then what option we want.
But it would go out for rebid for demo? You would just have me just demo it for the normal contract?
Yeah, Coulter, I think if the in the opinion of the engineers that it was going to be a hazard to the public as it stands, then
I mean,
you obviously could do the demolition, but because it's not... We haven't had that determination made, in my opinion, then we need to go out for bid on the remaining demolition.
And that's fine, but we've all drove by it and we all keep looking at it moving. So I think, in our opinion, it probably isn't very safe. I guess that would come down to the council here to vote that. Mm-hmm. And that's fine if you guys really want to put out for bid on the demo. It's just then you're another month out and then snow right. loads. And
yeah, then we start getting the snow loads in.
From so. My opinion, the liability just keeps going and going every day we let it sit there. But that's just my public opinion.
Sure. Right. We just don't have an engineer saying, you know, it needs to come down now. So
I'm glad I'm not the engineer because I don't want that on my head.
Yeah.
I wouldn't so, sign that.
So Sam, your engineer, he's going to do a written. I mean, he you're at the last meeting when he said yeah. he didn't feel it was an imminent danger of collapsing or any. He didn't think it was any. But should we get something written from him stating that? Can we do that?
Well, we have him on record, right? We recorded him yeah. saying that.
Well, is that enough?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Yeah, so next meeting we can hopefully make it. We've been waiting on engineers and this and that. I think in the, most of the council have their minds made up. Sorry, Gary. But I think definitely have to have that public discourse, and we'll see. But so we'll leave it stand.
Mr. Mayor, I have a question. Does it cost us anything to go out to bid on demolition?
No.
So why couldn't we do that now?
Well, because the council has not voted at this point to demolish.
But we just don't do it.
Pardon?
But we just don't do it. If we chose to not, I can't imagine that we would choose to try to save it. But at least we would be on schedule then. So 2 weeks from now, they said, if we decide, hey, let's demo it, here's the three bids. Which one do you want to use? We can make that decision right then and there.
Yeah, but I think you're putting the cart before the horse there, because we don't have the council saying, let's remove whatever exists.
I'm just trying to beat the weather. You know, right, we start getting into bad weather, demolition becomes more difficult and more costly.
Right.
So, anyway, I just thought, because it doesn't cost anything,
to put the bids
why out. Not have the bid, even though, hey, there's a chance that we may not do this, which is a very small chance, but at least then we're ahead of the game, ready to move forward, make a decision, instead of now we've got to go 2 more weeks. You know what I mean? We keep pushing 2 weeks,
right.
2 weeks, 2 weeks.
Right.
And I'm just trying to come up with a way to keep this moving smoothly.
It would cost. I mean, you have to advertise.
Advertise in the paper.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean, what kind of cost is that to advertise in the paper?
It depends where you want to advertise. The Billings paper is extremely expensive. Bozeman and the Pioneer don't cost much. But to advertise for this property survey I just did cost us over $500 to do all three papers. So there's a cost.
Isn't there a service up in Helena that you can put building projects on? How does that work?
You're talking about the exchange?
Yeah.
The statewide exchange, that's expensive as well.
How is it?
So I think you guys just have me go knock it over.
Yeah.
I know, it'd be done.
We already have an agreement for a T&M rate that's approved, and we just go knock it over.
That's true, too. We have a T&M already approved.
Correct.
So it would be the same price that we've already approved as far as time and materials?
As far as demolition?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So would a contract, an already approved contract with him, suffice for the fact that we're supposed to go out and get bids? Because he's already bid them.
He's already bid the demolition?
Not the demo, but we were there. It would be the T&M of the demolition.
Well, then.
So the portion that's already in the bid for the time and materials to do the demolition that would be required for what we have, the price would remain the same for the next however many hours it takes to take it down. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, my T&M rate isn't going to change.
Yeah, so you just resubmit his bid on the demo.
But you're saying legally we have to put it out for bid, right?
Yes.
Even though he already has a time on that demolition? Well, I don't know, anything to try to speed this up.
Right.
This is dragging our tails here.
Yeah, I had the excavator sit there for a month, So we already had it approved for me to demo it, and then it was retracted. So there was a little bit of a, oh, you're good to do this, and now you're not. So it was a little bit, I don't know.
Well, from our side of the city, we have to make sure we cover all the bases and get that second evaluation that the council wanted. And that took a little time, but I mean, if we get to that point, just resubmit, and if we put it out there. But I think we should get that council approval before, you know, if it's $500, then we decide we're going to save it, then that $500 is wasted, even though it's 2 weeks. You know what I mean?
As it were.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, we're already into this building with 40, 50,000 or whatever it is. $500 is really nothing to get to keep this thing moving.
But I mean, can
forward
we
before we
get
the
wind.
Do advertise. Go ahead and advertise for the next 2 weeks.
We have the resolution stating he was authorized to demolish it.
Right. But then that was.
And then we halted it.
Right.
Okay.
So that's why I'm saying the council needs to
reapprove it.
Right.
Okay.
Just 2 weeks after the next meeting would then be Thanksgiving, so then.
Yeah, then you're 2 weeks after that.
Then you're 2 weeks after that, so just so we're clear on timing.
I personally think we should go ahead and advertise it because I can't imagine we'd decide to keep that building. That's just my thought on it. I don't know what you guys think on it because it'll save us 2 weeks.
Well, what's the rush, though?
Get it done before the weather turns bad because they turn out there in the snow and stuff and it's going to be more difficult.
Gas and electric's already disconnected. That building is...
Right.
Not in service anymore at all, so.
But I don't think we can take that action today because it's not on the agenda for us to make a decision,
right.
So.
Right.
It's just down
to go to, we have to have, it has to be on the agenda to go out to bid.
To approve to put it out for bid, yeah.
I guess I have a question on that, Council. So you guys did approve me to demo it like 2 months ago. That was approved. And then it was retracted 2 weeks later.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what if he demoed it inside of that 2 weeks?
Yeah, what I mean, it took me a minute to get the excavator there. We got it there, and then it was pulled up.
Well, that's kind of where we were at. We decided to do that, and then council wanted to get a second opinion, get a second engineer in there, and that's when it was kind of.
I think a mistake was made on the council's part. Not taking into account the legality of getting
bids.
Because it wasn't directly in your contract. So
right.
We made a mistake by approving that resolution that night.
Yeah, and I just was curious.
And it was, you know,
that.
And I apologize, you know,
yeah.
On our part, because we did give you authorization to go tear the thing down.
Yeah.
And then I think we realized after the fact it's not in the contract. We're going against our own policy.
Right.
So tonight was just a discussion, so set date for the public hearing should be next week, or 2 weeks, our next meeting.
So then you go out to bid, and then we hit Thanksgiving, so it's going to be after that. So
yeah.
Now we're into
December.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully the weather holds.
Yeah. All right. I mean, the demo part, not that big of a deal. You can do it in the weather, I think.
Yeah.
But we can't take action on that tonight.
Okay.
All right. Any public comment?
So I absolutely agree with public hearings, but last week some people talked about perhaps doing a survey. I think there are people in the community that would complete a survey, whereas they are not apt to show up at a meeting like this. I think you get broader community input by putting together a survey, any first part of the survey being informational, what you guys are currently considering, as well as the costs of the project, and then just try to, and it could be done on the bus, so it could be done next to, well, for zero cost except for time preparing it. And I think it will give the council some pretty good guidance ahead of it, and maybe from a group of people who normally would never show up for a meeting. That's my only comment.
Okay, thank you for the comment.
I mean, I think we've had this discussion before about surveys and putting things out there. I mean, that's why we have public meetings and everybody's allowed. I mean, if every time we did something, we had to put surveys out, it would sure slow things and come. So I think from my point of view, I mean, if we have public meeting, people want to come, like with the water, it was packed. If people have an opinion and want to express, they're more than welcome to come to tonight's meeting or to the public hearing. I don't know. I personally don't want to start getting involved in a bunch of surveys, but that's just my council might feel different.
I don't know, some of the things you get on the buzz, you get really folks that don't really have, you know, they don't have the information, and so anybody can jump in and say, you know,
right.
Rip it out, rip it down, or
right.
You know, what are you doing? Or
yeah, that's what I. Once you get out there, who knows?
But having a regular survey sent out, mailed out, with all the information there, I think is. In this case, I don't think it would be necessary, just because to me this is kind of a no-brainer. I mean, are we going to spend the millions and millions of dollars to redo this building? But for other things that, you know, we're kind of going half and half, then maybe a mailed out survey would be okay.
I don't know if a mailed out survey would provide much information. I checked for voter turnout this morning at the courthouse when I was there, and it's 38. Less than 38%. So,
yeah, the last national or big election, there was 42% in Sweetgrass County turned out to vote for everything. So that's why, you know, if we had a 90% response rate, that'd be fantastic. But so I think, again, this is just, we'll just do the public hearing. Mm-hmm. That kind of the consensus. Mm-hmm. To put it out there. And people who want to can definitely come and voice their opinion. We always listen. Okay.
I got a question.
Yes, Dick.
Is this just a demo, the existing?
No, the public hearing will be the demo and what option we're going to take, whether if we decide to save the building, which doesn't seem likely, put in modular on the site once it's demoed, put in a stick belt once it's demoed,
okay,
or buy an existing. And so far, there's two options. There's the Norm building, and then there's the old taxidermy place.
Okay.
That could be bought and converted at the city hall. So that's what the public meeting would be out of. Okay. Second water tank property survey bid. You all got that in your pocket? We got three bids. Actually, Engineer West sent three, so we had six, but it was the same bid sent three times. So, and we've worked with Engineer West quite a bit, and they were the lowest bid. So both Chris and I recommend that we do that.
Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, what?
I think that's kind of
a no-brainer. Any public comment on that? We'll go with the low bidder. Makes everybody happy. All right.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion then that we approve the low bid with Engineering West for the second water tank survey.
Motion has been made to approve the second water tank survey bid from Engineering West.
I'll second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed?
Nay.
All right, encroachment agreement. Mr. Lippert, you start on the you're on the agenda.
Yeah.
Oh.
Lana, did you?
Nope, I'm just here just to
answer questions.
Yep.
So the planning office contacted me 10 days, well, no, it's been 3 weeks ago, I think, with respect to the property there on the corner of 4th and Walnut. Currently is one tract, and the owner is wanting to divide it into two tracks, which brought the survey about. And I think it was the survey that then determined that the house on track two, it doesn't show it here, but in the survey that that I had, shows the porch, and I think just the porch of this house on track two was encroaching on the alley. And so that brought about the encroachment agreement. Again, at the request of, well, the suggestion, I would say, not a request, but at the suggestion of the planning office. And so I drafted an encroachment agreement for the council's consideration tonight. I think it's, I won't say ironclad, but two things with respect to the current encroachment. With this agreement, if the house is remodeled, that encroachment is removed. And there's also a requirement that that encroachment not expand. So I think that's it.
How far?
I'm sorry, how far? I don't know, what is it, maybe 6 feet?
It's 6 feet into the alley?
5-6 feet, something like that, the porch. I haven't gone by to actually look at the porch, but
do you have an idea, Lana? The alley, not actually in the alley.
Oh, I thought it was 6 feet in the alley.
No, it's encroaching in over the property line along the alley.
Yeah.
Is it a wooden structure, wood porch? Do you
know? It's an entryway into the
other house.
The little
house
by the alley. That was converted into the garage. That was converted into a house. That one bedroom apartment or whatever you call it. Yep.
What's the alley width?
So 20 feet.
And so the alley width has been cut down because of this, or by 6 feet?
I don't think it's 6 feet.
I don't think so. I think it's more like 2 to 3 feet.
Yeah, that's what I would guess.
Yep.
Oh, can you see it?
The post
office is right here. Right. And then the telephone. Oh, it's First Street. Post office.
What year is that building built? There's another little house back there. I don't know. It's been there a while.
Yeah. How old is that building?
60s.
And how long has that porch been there? Do we know?
It was never permitted in my case.
Right.
Since I've been here.
Right. And how long have you been here now?
Too long.
Too long. Okay. Come on. So the porch has been there too long.
Since for 25 years at least.
Really?
Yes.
So it's just if we want to, it can't be expanded upon, and if they sell it or if they
remodel
that goes away. They'll have to move it back.
Yeah, I don't know what the plan is, but you know, obviously the home on track two wouldn't be able to park in the alley. Couldn't block the alley.
No.
So I'm assuming they're going to have another entrance at some point.
There's actually a garage entrance off of Walnut or whatever the. Yeah, Walnut.
Oh, okay.
There's currently parking off of the alley. Yeah.
There is?
Yep.
It's permitted or allowed?
Yeah, it's.
Okay.
So, Jim, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
So, what constitutes a remodel? How much work on it? I mean, new siding, or are you actually changing the structure? Or is new siding count as a remodel or new windows?
Well,
or?
I think the remodel would be to move the entrance.
I think a remodel would be to change the footprint of the structure.
Okay. So they can do siding and roof and whatever.
So that doesn't require a permit. Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The building itself is a non-conforming structure, so they would not be able to build along the alley at any way. They could go inside, but not along the alley in any way.
Okay, they can alter the interior.
Yeah,
right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, yep.
So the footprint just needs to remain.
Yep.
We approved these before. This is the first time.
Yeah. We've done fences. We've done encroachment for fences, but this is the first time that I've done anything for a structure.
We did have a shed that was over a property line that we made them move it back, didn't we?
Correct.
Yes.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
So do we want that guy coming back to us going, hey, what's the deal here?
I think the shed was quite a bit, it was smaller. I think it had, it was a movable structure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is not, it's an accommodation. Yeah. Anything. Yeah. So.
I mean, obviously that little overhang could come off, but if we really wanted to be sticklers about it, but.
I personally have never been in it, so I don't know what the layout of the structure is inside, so.
Are there posts to the ground on this, or it's just an overhang of the roof?
It's an enclosed entryway.
Oh, it actually is enclosed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, we haven't had any complaints ever about garbage vehicles going through there or fire.
And it's, yeah, it sits back probably, what, 80? It sits way back from the corner of the alley,
yeah,
there.
So there's no lines of water, sewer, or any of that stuff underneath it?
Not,
no.
Doesn't look like it, no. Well, yes, possibly.
Not really in the alley.
I think it goes, yeah, the...
Shouldn't be under the structure, though.
Yes.
There's the other map that I had shows actually the structure and the other easements, so...
So if we needed to access that as a city, then they are responsible, according to this,
correct,
to tear that thing out,
yep,
before we can go in and do repairs.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's in here.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Okay.
All right. Well, sounds like you got it all covered. I don't know.
Yeah, because with this, the change in the lot lines, we had them put the easements on for the sewer and water lines. So that both parties are aware of where those lines are going to be located. And I'm assuming there's two water meters on that. I don't know. I didn't ask that question.
We can check that. You can have Monica do that tomorrow. They should be. Right?
I feel like Billy put a second one in there when he was remodeling them.
I think he did, but no.
Yeah.
We'll look into that. Right.
That's the only other thing that they'll have to do before they file. Before you guys will sign off on us.
Make sure that there is a separate.
Yep.
Okay. Public, any comments about that? No? Council? No, doesn't.
Well, I'm just. So it's going to be two separate properties.
Yeah, so she's able to do this because she has the correct lot size. So this lot shows that it's only 6,395, but the most recent map shows it's 6,400 square feet. So each lot in the R2 zoning district is required to have 6,400 square feet.
Okay.
With a lot width of 45 feet. Street frontage of 45 feet. So, but she originally started out with three and a half lots. 3.5 lots, yeah. She does have a fence that she did construct that is not going to be the property line, so she'll have to move that when she sells it. So, yeah. think she has any intention at this point in time of selling it. She just wanted to do something for the future.
Well, Mr. Mayor, I would make a motion to approve the encroachment agreement with Sabrina Steer.
Motion has been made to approve the alley encroachment by Ms. Steer.
I'll second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you, Lana.
Okay. We will move forward. We'll probably see that COS probably in the next couple of weeks to sign.
Okay. We'll find out tomorrow about the water and sewer.
Okay.
All right. Sweetgrass Recycle Fund Agreement. Got my name on it, but Carrie's done all the legwork on this. But you want to do it? Or you want me to do it? It's we're going with we discussed the e-waste. There's an outfit that's going to do that. There'll be a permanent thing at the transfer site. It'll be free, anything to haul off. This is that Sweetgrass Recycle will pay for that. So the city does have to pay for them to come in. And it was estimated, what was that, between $500, $1,000 a year or something like that?
Yeah, so it was like $75 per pickup.
Yeah.
So we figured about 13 pickups.
And that's what they kind of estimated. But this would just allow Sweetgrass County Recycle to cover those costs. Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't cost the city anything for disposing of the e-waste. So.
Mayor?
Yes.
My only, I did review this. My only comment was on paragraph 5 would be on the back. So there's reference to company two places. And we're not a company, and Sweetgrass Recycle, or excuse me, yeah. Sweetgrass Recycle Fund is not a company either, so that would be those two changes I would want made.
So like put Green Technology Solutions here in after company? Something.
Or scratch company out entirely and just put Green Technology Solutions. Is that what you're saying?
Well, this is between us, the city, and Sweetgrass Recycle.
Right.
Doesn't have anything to do with Green Technology Solutions.
So frankly, I wasn't sure if this was going to be the grantee or the grantor. Do you have any idea, Carrie, what the intent on that was?
I think Corey just took it from something else.
You mean who's the grantor or grantee?
Well, the Sweetgrass Community Foundation is the grantor and we're the grantee.
Right. So what would you rather see in lieu of company, Jim? Just strike that out? No, we can't do
well,
that.
Well, no, we can't just do that.
Any appreciation of awards you have?
I think the intent would be, instead of company, it would be grantee.
Yeah, that'd be us.
Yeah.
In both places, then?
Yes.
Just those two?
Yeah.
I think. Thank you for reviewing that, Jim.
Sure.
Any public comment? Council.
I'll make a motion that we approve the Sweetgrass Recycle Fund agreement with the change as amended.
Motion has been made to approve the Sweetgrass Recycle Fund Agreement as amended.
I'll second that.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? All right. Approved claims, payroll, and overtime for the month of October 2025. Well done.
Where's the weed management at?
The weed management?
Mm-hmm.
Different places around the city, all the city property.
Okay.
Like the park. Did they do it around City Hall anymore? No, they're probably not doing that now, but it's a lot.
Did they do the alleys too?
Yeah.
The alleys?
Yeah. Apropos those receptacles you talked about at the last meeting, remember at the softball field?
Mm-hmm.
Those are gone.
Oh, good.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
I would make a motion to approve the claims, payroll, and overtime for October.
Motion has been made to approve the claims, payroll, and overtime for the month of October.
Second motion.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? All right, public comment. Anything that was not on the agenda tonight? Yes, Dick.
A couple of questions. Weed management. Are those the four mowers that go along the interstate?
No.
What are those? There's four.
That's we spray for weeds in the
county,
city.
The county sprays the alleys
for
and
us.
For the city, the
yeah.
parks and the alleys in the city right away?
We contract with the county to do that spraying for us in
okay.
the city.
The other one. Annual Community Connection, Department of Environmental, $1,944. What's that for?
I don't know. Do you know what that is? Chris would know.
It's something we pay to the state for our water and sewer, our water connections, I believe. That's probably the DEQ.
The what?
Probably the DEQ.
Yeah, it's a DEQ, yeah.
What is it?
It's an annual fund we have to pay to the DEQ.
For permits and stuff for the water and for our water. It's a public.
So they check the water? Is that what it is?
That's a, yeah, the permit that stuff that he submits to the state for an annual. Yeah.
Park Electric. Utility Service, WTP, and Water Headgate. What's that?
Water Treatment Plant.
It's 30785.
It's the electricity we pay at the water treatment plant and at the water head gate.
Up there on Whistle Creek, where the pump is, so that that's what we pay. It's not quarterly, it's every month, isn't it?
Park electric.
Yeah, so that's park electric on that one. That's been forever.
For operating pump?
And the head gate to
the water treatment plant.
Up for the water treatment plant up the boulder there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other one is?
Yeah, the water, the WTP is the water treatment plant, and then the head gate, but we have to, we pay, Park Electric does that, so that's every month we have to pay Park Electric for those two things. All right. Any other public comment?
I just had a question. So the last meeting there was a $5,000, maybe not underpayment, where the county was not covering the funds for the solid waste. I think Hope had presented that worksheet, and it was a $5,000 difference, and you were going to go back to Republic to see if some of that money could be recouped.
Yeah.
Did you do that?
I did. I emailed them twice about it and received no response.
So, no is no?
I don't know.
Usually Republic does credit us, though.
They give us a credit, but what I've... I was going to
right,
ask
to get that agreement.
If they would increase it, and
yeah.
I've received no response.
So, typical Republic. We will continue to pursue that. Third and final time. Any public comment? Councilor Willer.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Motion has been made to adjourn this meeting.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? It is adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Just a second.
Just a second
on that.
Yeah, I do.
So who here is a California Dodger fan?
Hey, that was a great series, wasn't it?
I'm not a Dodger fan. Oh, man.